The Lord has blessed us with a beautiful day to gather in His house, to celebrate and to worship. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to worship this morning. Amen. Thank you, Jill, for our prelude this morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's good to gather in the Lord's house this day, and it is a day of celebration. We look forward to how the Holy Spirit is going to move in this place today, and we look forward to the celebration that is today as we honor 30 years of ministry by our administrative assistant, Janice Summers. And she's already shot me a look already, so I know this is going to be a lot of fun for me today. But anyway, we are excited to celebrate with Janice and her family for her many, many years of service here at First Baptist. And if you're a guest with us, you're excited to join us on a very special day, because not only are we going to celebrate today in worship, we also are going to celebrate following worship in the fellowship hall with a wonderful meal, and everyone is invited to come and fellowship around the table this day. So everyone, I encourage you to stay for this time of celebration. If you're a first-time guest with us, thank you for joining us today. Fill out a visitor's card and you drop it in the offering plate following worship this morning. For those that are watching us online on Facebook Live this morning, thank you for joining us online today. Of course, remember, you can always go to our website at www.fbc-elon.org. There you can pull up our worship bulletin. We use that as a resource for not just our worship hour, but also for ministries coming up in the life of our church. If you're a first-time viewer online today, I encourage you to send me an email. Let me follow up and share what First Baptist Elon is all about. As you look at your bulletins is this morning. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the announcements. You will notice we have lots of things going on this week. We'll conclude our winter Bible study on Tuesday night on Facebook Live at 6 p.m. with session 6 in our Gospel of John study. So I hope you'll join me for that final session Tuesday night on Facebook Live. Wednesday, Circle of Friends will be going out to visit some of our homebound members. So if you want to join that group, 1:45 on Wednesday, and then choir practice will take place at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. You heard last week about our senior adult luncheon that's coming up. Make sure you sign up for this, and today's the deadline. So if you have not signed up for the luncheon that's coming up on February 18th, make sure your name is on the list today. We've got missions and gatherings that are taking place during the month of February for the Alamance Regional Cancer Center. The items that are needed are listed on your bulletin. And we're also having our Share the Love missions offering for our international missionaries that'll take place the last Sunday of this month. You'll notice hopefully today that there's love offering envelopes circulated all around the church. Pick one of those up and bring it back on February 23rd, which is the last Sunday of this month, for that love offering. Last but not least, I want to remind you that next Sunday, we have our Elon Roundtable meeting, our business meeting for the church. That meeting will be at 4 o'clock next Sunday afternoon, and we need you to be here for that meeting. One item that will be coming for a vote will be some work that needs to take place on some of the restrooms upstairs, some renovation stuff that needs to take place. That will be coming from Building and Grounds, so we need you to be there next Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. There will be other things discussed and talked about, but that's one item that will be coming from Building and Grounds. We look forward today for how the Holy Spirit is going to move in this place this morning. Now is my honor to welcome a couple of the family members here with Janice this morning. They're going to come, Samantha and Alex are going to come and share the call to worship for us this morning.
Love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. In all my days, I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. In all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire and darkness times. You are close like no other. I know you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. In all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. And all my life you have been faithful. In all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
As we celebrate the goodness of God this day, let us go to Him in prayer this morning. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we gather this morning with those who love you, that we might sing your praises and share your love with one another. You have shown your faithfulness to us every single day in ways that we do not always recognize. So we gather today in order to thank you for your constant watch care over us, your goodness. Help us to entrust our lives to you, not just this day, but every single day, and your purposes as we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Well, you will notice that we have a different piano player today. And I'd like to welcome Jill Brinkley. Is filling in for Bert this morning. And Bert is hoping to be back next week. So just be in prayer for Bert as she's struggling with her back and her knee right now. And pray for Bert. And Bert says she was going to be watching. So we love you, Bert. And we hope to see you next week. But I'd like to welcome Jill Brinkley for helping out today and this wonderful celebration that we're celebrating. And I want to say one thing. When I saw Janice walk in, I was like, are we celebrating a funeral or what? And all of us are dressed in black here. And none of us got the memo about it. So it's amazing how God works in different ways. But let's stand and sing, Great is the Lord.
Thank you.
may be seated.
This morning, our Old Testament reading comes from Psalm 138. Listen to these words. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down towards your holy temple and will praise your name for your love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. When I called, you answered me. You made me bold and stout-hearted. May all the kings of the earth praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is on high, he looks upon the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hand. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. That's a promise that we can hold, not just this day, but every single day. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. May we reflect that and as we sing this morning.
Our next hymn this morning is one of my most favorite hymns, worthy of worship. Let's stand and sing.
Oh, 30 years ago, I've already got another look. That was all I had to say. 30 years ago, First Baptist Church of Elon was blessed with a wonderful gift, a faithful servant that we have all come to love, respect, and admire. On August 24th, 1994, a young lady by the name of Janice Summers answered an advertisement in the newspaper for a small Baptist church seeking a part-time secretary to run the bulletins and the newsletter, basically to do the office work for their congregation. Little did our congregation realize that 30 years later, we would gather to honor her and her decades of faithful service. Truly a gift from God. Today, we celebrate 30 years of faithful service by our administrative assistant, Ms. Janice Summers. But it's not over. I made sure she promised me that it's not over. I've had the great honor of knowing and working with Janice for the past 24 years. But I was not here in the beginning. And unfortunately, the person who was here in the beginning woke up this morning not feeling well and could not be here. So my pastor, Norman Harris, did send his love this morning. He told me I owe you a big hug, and he said he will see you this week because, as we all know, Norman is a faithful member of our congregation. He comes by every single week, sometimes to sit in the chair right beside Janice's desk to talk to her, to share stories that they have known for many, many years. But the things that I have reflected with Norman on through those many years is this. When he hired you 30 years ago, it was his job to hire you. And when he hired you, little did he realize what a special hire that it was going to be. Because he quickly realized in just the first couple weeks that you were going to be more than just someone who was going to have to make sure the bulletins were right and make sure the newsletters were right. Because the way you interacted and treated the people that you came in contact with was the special gift that he saw. Not only that, the way that you raised your family. Because from what I understand, Stacy and Samantha, you spent a lot of time in Norman's office running through and playing with whatever toys he had in his office. And the way you treated your daughters and you raised your daughters was a gift that he saw as well. And because of that, he knew that you were a special gift. And he enjoyed all the years that he got to work with you. And he was quite ready to take you with him when he left. I'm sure he told you that before. But thankfully, we held you tight and did not let you go. But again, for many years, he said he loves you and he's got a hug for you coming your way either this week or the next. There was also another individual that wanted to be here today, but unfortunately, he could not be because of Sunday commitments. However, he did record a message that he wanted to share with Janice on her special day. So if you would at this time, we're going to turn the lights off. John, if you'll hit the lights, if you would direct your attention to the video screens behind me.
Thank you, Janice, and congratulations on 30 years of service at First Baptist Elon. I wish I could be there to celebrate with you and with the church, but I did want to just reach out and just tell you how blessed I still feel at the opportunity that I had to work with you. When I came to First Baptist Elon, first time pastor, thought I knew all the answers and at the same time didn't know anything. And you were one of the most important blessings in that time in my life. You were patient with me, you were understanding, you gave helpful advice, but most importantly, you always had my back, you always supported me. If I had questions, you were there to answer, and you were there to just sit in that little chair next to your desk and just catch up on family, but also process through things, think through things together. Your advice and your counsel was always welcome, and you were an important part of the team that we had there at First Baptist Elon. And to this day, I am still thankful and grateful, and I am just so happy for you, and I'm so happy for First Baptist Elon. You are, in many ways, the first face, the first voice that so many people encounter at First Baptist Elon, and there could not be a more graceful face or a more loving voice than yours. I hope you have a great day today, a great celebration. Thank you for everything. everything that you do, and I hope to see you real soon. God bless, my friend.
Many of you know that voice and that face. That's Mark Bofield, our former pastor as well, who spent many years, Janice spent many years keeping him in line. I can say that because I was in the office right beside him. But Mark, I owe you a hug on behalf of Mark. I'm just tallying them up. So. But Janice, through the many years that I've had the opportunity to work alongside of you, I've been amazed by your quiet confidence, your faithful spirit, and your encouraging presence. Whether it's the way that you serve as a representative of our congregation through answering the phone, faithfully going above and beyond, and keeping our office and our church running smoothly, or simply just being a listening ear and a voice of reassurance in times of stress to myself, to Gay, to so many of our church members, we can't begin to say how thankful we are and how lucky we are and how blessed we are to call you our administrative assistant. Your faithful ministry is truly a gift from God, and you have shown that for many, many years. On behalf of First Baptist Elon, thank you for your commitment to our church for 30 years plus more years. And as I have reiterated to you, especially over the last couple years, we have many years to go, and we can go ahead and decide what day you want to retire, when we're going to retire together. Thank you for being my colleague. Thank you for being my sister in Christ. But most of all, thank you for being my friend. At this time, I want to invite our very guest of honor, Miss Janice, to come forward with Steve. Steve, I'm going to have you there as her support, because Janice does not like to be in front of people, if you did not know that. So Steve, if you'll come up with her to be her support, come up and join me on the stage at this time. I'll also ask Leslie Cornell, our HR chair, and Gay is going to come. We have some things we would like to present to you today. So Janice, on behalf of 30 years of service, we present to you first a plaque, and it says, presented to Janice Summers for your dedicated passion and commitment to First Baptist Church of Elon. And this is for you to either hang it in the office or to take it home or to hit one of your grandsons or grandchildren if you need to keep it straight. And that is for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I think Leslie wants to probably give you a hug too. So, absolutely. Right?
And all the years ahead.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. We also have another gift, and Gail, would you give it to? Because I'm sure you want to give her a hug too. another gift on behalf of the church, from the church as a whole. You don't have to open that right now. Open that later.
Thank you.
But that is a gift on behalf of First Baptist Church of Elon to say thank you for being who you are and all that you've done for us. And now this is the part that you were most scared about. Janice, would you like to share a word with the congregation? You're more than welcome to. And be short and brief if you need to.
Thank y'all so much for coming out today. Thank y'all for coming out today, and I appreciate all the gifts. And I know God led me here 30 years ago. I feel that in my heart every day that I come to work. I appreciate all of y'all too. And I know I am so grateful for you. Thank y'all so much.
This church does not realize what it means to hurt, because anytime there was a problem in this church, she'd come home and talk about any situation that would happen. I said, I don't want to hear it. She said, you don't.
Well, Janice, I know there's a lot of individuals that want to speak to you individually, but that's going to take place upstairs during the lunchtime, okay? But again, on behalf of First Baptist Elon, thank you. Thank you for your service, and we look forward to sharing the individual stories with you in a little bit. At this time, I'm going to call on Deacon John Russell, who has our offertory prayer for today.
I got to get my throw in about Janice, too. So all y'all are hearing about this little chair next to her desk. You don't want to sit there in there if she calls you in there. I notice they all come to you, Janice. I'm just saying. But anyway, let's have a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for being in your presence today. Lord, thank you for the service Janice and her family's done. Janice has been here, but her whole family's been part of it. Lord, we thank you for the people that are seeking this sanctuary right now and those that are hearing us, Lord. Lord, we just invite you to come and clear our hearts and minds. And Lord, we're here to serve you. The world will be the world, but we're here to serve you. Lord, guide us in our thoughts and our prayers. Guide us as we give our offerings and give our inputs. And just help us to know that you are our God and we seek you. We ask it in your name. Amen.
My life is in you, Lord.
Thank you, worship choir, for our special music today. If you would, let us once again go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to encounter His word again this morning. Gracious and eternal God, you have raised up your name and your word above everything. Your steadfast love endures forever. In a world where every day some division or strife arises, we bring our prayers for others and for ourselves to you this day. Do not turn from the work of your hand, your human creation, and the world in which you have set up by your holy breath. Comfort the lonely. Bind up the brokenhearted and those who mourn. Calm the fearful. Rejoice with those who celebrate. Be present to those who call on your name, to those we think about on our hearts and our minds, that are on our lips this day, and in the silence of our hearts, Father, meet them where they are, those whose concerns are known and those concerns that are not known. We lift them up to you this day. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen. Again, let me say good morning and thank you for joining us for worship today here on this special day in the life of our church. It's not just a special day for Janice. It's a special day for our congregation. Janice, thank you for allowing us to honor you on this special day. After we had to postpone this from September of last year, you can't imagine how many times she just said to me, "We don't need to do this. We just don't worry about it. Just let it go." And as you can see, it took us quite a while to get it back on the calendar. But it's an important day, not just for you, but it's for our church as well, and to the entire family today. Thank you for being here. It means a lot, not just to us as a church, but it means a lot to her. And she may not say it, but it does. It does. And as Steve kind of echoed too, thank you for allowing her to be a part of our family. I mean, you're blessed with a special woman. Y'all know that. But you shared her with us for 30 years. And thank you for that. Thank you. Now, my sermon title for this morning is titled A Commitment to Excellence. And we're going to talk a little bit about Janice during the sermon, so I'm going to let you know that. But I'm going to ask a larger question to all of us. Does excellence matter to God? Does excellence matter to God? Does God care about quality? Is He concerned with how well things are done? Does it make a difference to God whether, let's say, the instruments are in tune, that the worship choir has rehearsed the songs that they sing on a Sunday morning, that the bulletin has no errors in it on a Sunday, and the list could go on and on. Now, some would say no. To God, that doesn't matter. All God cares about is our heart. It is the thought that counts. God is not impressed with a slick program or flashy audio visuals. What matters to Him are internal things like love, compassion, and humility. And that is right. Partially. It is also partially wrong. God does not care about those things in and of themselves. God is primarily concerned with our heart, but God does care about those things as an expression of our heart, because the way that we go about serving God in the church, in our homes, in our workplaces, in our families, the way that we live out our faith, the level of commitment that we have to doing things well, to honoring God in every area of our lives, that reveals what is going on right here, what's going on in our heart. It's not the things themselves that God cares about. It is what those things say about what's going on in here. Here at First Baptist Elon, we believe God cares about excellence. We believe that God deserves the very best that we can offer. And we believe that He desires our very best, the best of our time, the best of our abilities, the very best of our energy, our strength, our creativity, our best thinking, our caring, and our best effort. Janice Summers has embodied that in her 30 years of ministry here at First Baptist Elon. And she'll be the first to say she's not perfect. There are times where she makes mistakes. We all do. But we are called to do the exact same, striving for excellence. Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crop. God desires and deserves the first fruits, the best of what we have to offer, our very best effort. He wants excellence. So how do we do it? So how do we give God our excellence? Paul gives us some hints in his letter to the Colossians. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Colossians 3, 23 and 24, what we're going to focus on, but we'll read 25 as well. The words will be displayed on the worship screens behind me. What Paul is trying to encourage this young church to do is he's talking about excellence at the end of this letter. So if you want to follow along with me, the pew Bibles are in the pew there, or you can just follow along on the worship screens. Reading Colossians 3, 23 through 25. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong, and there is no favoritism. So why should we strive for excellence? The very first thing, the reason why we should do this, is we should strive for excellence because God is worth it. God's worth it. He deserves our very best. Revelations 4:11 says, you are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. Have you ever given your very best to someone whom you later found out did not deserve it? Have you ever worked your hardest and gave everything that you could possibly give, and then you found out, I really wish I hadn't done that? Yeah, I see the faces. I see you smiling. And I see those names that are crossing your mind. We've been there, right? We've done that. I don't know who it might have been. Maybe it was an employer. Maybe it was a friend. Maybe it was a family member, and I'm not getting in the middle of that. Maybe it was a politician. Who knows? Maybe it was somebody, but I can guarantee you this. That will never happen with God. It will never happen. He is worthy of our love and our devotion, worthy of our worship, worthy of our labor, and he will never let you down. He is worthy of our late nights, and he is worthy of our early mornings. He is worth making sacrifices for. He is worth giving things up for. Winston Churchill, just 3 days after becoming Prime Minister of Great Britain at the beginning of World War II, gave this speech, his very first speech to the House of Commons. Listen to these words. I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I can say it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might and with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark, lamentable catalog of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word. It is victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. For without victory, there is no survival. Let then be realized, no survival for the British Empire, no survival for all that the British Empire has stood for. Even more than Great Britain back in World War II or America whenever today, God is worthy of our blood, our toil, our tears, and our sweat. He is worthy of our best efforts, our highest achievement. He is worthy of excellence. There are many causes to which you could devote your time and your effort. There's small causes and there's large causes. It could be building a business. It could be collecting baseball cards. It could be running for public office. It could be climbing Mount Everest. It could be raising a family. It could be lowering your golf handicap. It could be staying physically fit. And the list goes on and on and on. We can devote our time and energy to so many things. And now some of these causes are more worthy than others. No offense, staying fit is a little bit more than collecting baseball cards. Climbing Mount Everest may be more worthy than lowering your handicap. But there is one cause that is worthy of every ounce of our work, devotion, labor, sacrifice, suffering, everything. Only one cause that is worth giving our very lives for every single day. And that cause is serving God. It's serving God with our whole heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. Because one day Mount Everest will crumble. One day empires will rise and they'll fall. One day, unfortunately, our golf swing will fall apart. But God and His kingdom are eternal. They never will. They'll never fall apart. And those who serve Him will be eternal with Him as well. Paul encouraged the Colossians that with whatever you do, work at it with your entire heart. No matter what we are doing, we are serving the Lord. It may appear that you are working for a school or an insurance company or a hospital or a retail store or a manufacturer or even a church, but you really do not. If you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, you work for Him, no matter where that place you go on Monday morning, or Wednesday afternoon, or Friday, or where you rest on Saturday, or where you come on Sunday, because every single day you're a disciple of Christ. Work is just the specific location you go to, but we know who is our master. We know who is our Lord. You are an agent of Jesus Christ. And that has implications. First, it gives the quality of your work new importance. If you are working for Jesus, then it matters how you do your job. He cares whether you are working diligently or goofing off. He cares whether you are doing your best or just letting things go by. He cares whether you are doing the right thing or doing the easy thing. The quality of your work matters to Him. Why? Because all honorable work done well as an expression of devotion to Christ brings honor and glory to Him. Your conduct on the job either honors Christ or dishonors Him. He cares about that. Author John Gardner once said this: the society which scorns excellence in plumbing, because plumbing is a humble activity, and tolerates shoddiness in philosophy, because it is an exalted activity, will neither have good plumbing nor good philosophy. Neither its pipes nor its theories will hold water. It matters what you do and why you do it. The second implication is that it gives your work a new purpose. Sometimes we go to work, we think, why am I here today? Do I really have to do this again? Raise your hand if you've been there. It's okay. I won't tell your boss. I'm going to tell my boss. We've been there. We've been there. But when you work for God, when you work for Christ and you recognize your work is honoring Him, it all of a sudden gives us a new purpose. Your job is not just a way to make a living. It is an assignment from Christ. How will that job be done differently? Because it's being done by you as a servant of Christ. What difference does your presence make in the workplace? Can anybody tell the difference that you're a believer or not a believer? When you do it well, do you give Him credit? Are your professional ethics guided by your faith, or do you leave your Christianity at the door when you go into work? Paul gives us the reason why we should work wholeheartedly. because we're working for Christ and in Christ. In other words, if something is being done for Christ, then we should give it our very best effort because that's what he did for us. Now, if following Christ means that we should pursue excellence in our secular vocation, doesn't it stand to reason that we should pursue excellence in every other area of our life? We're not just talking about what we do 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. We're talking about every other thing that we do. If even the most mundane type of employment deserves our very best effort, then doesn't it stand to reason that we should strive for excellence in the church, in our families, in our marriages, in our outreach and witness to the world around us, in our parenting, in our grandparenting, in everything that we do? A follower of Christ should pursue excellence in every aspect of their life because everything you do is to honor and serve him. As I stand in front of you today, I look down on an individual, a lady, who has given her very best in every aspect of her life. Not just in her 30 years of ministry here at First Baptist Church of Elon as our administrative assistant, but as a wife, as a mother, and as a grandmother. Janice Summers has pursued excellence in every aspect of her life. And as I said before, she'll be the first to tell you she's not perfect. Because we're not perfect. Only Christ was perfect. But that's what we strive for. We strive for perfection. And when we strive for perfection, what we're striving for is excellence. And when we strive for excellence, we're doing it for him. Now, she'll probably laugh a little bit and smile. But then she'll humbly go back to her work because that's what she does in everything that she does. Not just from 8:30 to 4, Monday through Thursday. But every day and every hour of her life. Why should we pursue excellence in our lives? Why should we give our very best to God? Because God gave us his very best. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? God gave us the best he had, his son Jesus Christ, to suffer and die in our place so that we could be reunited with him. Jesus Christ gave his very best for us, his own life, so that our sins could be forgiven and we could have eternal life. Nothing we can ever give him could compare with those gifts. We can try, but nothing will compare. But he does deserve no less than the very best we have to give. He deserves excellence. So my question to you today, in closing, is this. Are you striving for excellence? Are you striving for excellence in every part of your life? If the answer is yes, keep going. But if you're waffling, maybe not, that's where your focus should be. Focus on him, and he'll help you. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the challenge of striving for excellence, because you have given us the platform, you've given us the playbook, you've given us the approach to take through your son Jesus the Christ. And Father, we are thankful for those that model that around us. And Father, as we follow those models, may we recognize this not just for our work, but it's for our relationships and every other parts of our lives. May we be stewards of everything that you've given us, striving for excellence this day and every day. Amen. As we come to our closing hymn this morning, maybe today for the first time you recognize what Jesus Christ gave for each one of us. And if you do that this morning, if this for the first time, come and meet me down front. Let me embrace you as a brother or sister in Christ. Maybe today you're seeking just a church family that seeks to honor Christ through our ministry, through striving for excellence. First Baptist Elon could be that church home for you. Or maybe you've been struggling. Maybe this is something that you've been struggling with for a while. Maybe there's an area in your life that you've really been trying to grapple with, or maybe you've been ignoring. You need to give it to God today. The altar's always open. This is His altar. It's not my altar. It's not our altar. It's His altar. Come and pray. One of our deacons will pray with you. I'll pray with you. Whatever you need to do, strive for excellence. Let's stand and sing this morning.
This morning, we're going to close the service a little bit different. I hope everybody is staying for the lunch upstairs. And what we're going to allow is for the entire Summers family to go up first in line. So I know many of you want to speak to her, but you need to come to lunch and speak to her upstairs. And if not, you can just come by this week sometime and she will be here, hopefully, assuming it's not winter weather this week. So, right? But I'm going to close with a blessing for the food. And then I'm going to ask Gay and Jerry if you will walk them out upstairs.
Okay.
So, that's the first, right?
I'm
going to ask Gay and Jerry. You know how to get up there, but I'm going to let them go too. So, they'll walk you out, and then I will close with a benediction after the blessing for the food. So, let's pray blessings upon the meal. Father, we are thankful for the celebration that has taken place in here today. Our celebration is of You and all that You have done for us. Our celebration is with Janice and her family for the ministry, many years of ministry. And we're thankful that this celebration continues as we head upstairs to enjoy a meal together. Bless the food we're about to eat. We're thankful for the hands that have prepared and provided it for us. And we're thankful that this celebration continues, not just this day and for the many days and weeks and months and years to come. And all God's people said, amen. Now at this time, everybody goes, they're gone up. And when you leave today, go out in excellence. Carry it.